Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet, which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Well, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Risen Motherhood. I am Laura Wiffler, and I have my sister-in-law, Emily Jensen, here.
Hello.
And let's see. First of all, we just want to go out on a limb here and ask for an iTunes review. It's always a little uncomfortable to ask for this, but this is honestly the absolute best way to get the word out about the show. And if you have a friend that's an author and you buy their book, or if you have a friend with an Etsy shop and you buy something from it, as a way to support that friend, that is a way that you can sort of support Risen Motherhood completely free. And we just really, really appreciate when any of you takes the time to take 5 minutes and write a review, to do the rating, all that good stuff. For those of you who have done it, and we just really want to thank you so much for doing that. And then if you haven't had a chance yet, there's a tutorial on the right side of risenmotherhood.com. If you think that you're not sure how to do it or how to mm-hmm. go forward and write that, you can do it on mobile or on desktop. Either way, we've got the tutorial there, and we would really appreciate it if you would take time out to do that, because we really want to get the word out to as many moms as possible so that they can just see how the gospel applies to their motherhood and be encouraged to pursue Christ.
Totally. So we are excited today to talk about a topic that sometimes we can, I say avoid, but it's kind of an afterthought, or something that, like, hey, I'm just a little bit too busy for that in this season. Mm-hmm. And that is doing ministry.
She says it like it's sort of a bad word.
Well, no, because now every time I think of that, Laura brought this up to me, that it's kind of like ministry and like of magic and Harry Potter. And so now, like, whenever I say that word in this,
the ministry,
that is nothing. We're not talking about Harry Potter today.
But, we do love Harry Potter, though. Great Harry Potter book.
But okay, so ministry, you know, wanting to take the edge off that a little bit, it sounds daunting. It does sound like, okay, do I need to be like a huge women's Bible study leader, or do I need to be spending this huge portion of my week? And I think that that is kind of something that keeps us from doing ministry, is when we don't realize that, like, no, ministry is just a part of your everyday life in your sphere of influence. Ministry is simply carrying out what God has called us to do, and just reporting to King Jesus, and then advancing his interests in whatever kind of place in life he's called us to. It doesn't have to be this big extra outside thing.
Yes. Don't be afraid of the word ministry. Think of it as, you know, service, volunteerism. Some of those are some more cultural catch words or whatever. But really what it is, as Emily said, it's just fitting this stuff into your daily life. I mean, we're called to go and make disciples of all nations. And so this starts with our children, you know, right at home. Totally. And you literally don't even have to walk outside your four walls to be doing ministry.
Because you have little unbelievers in your house.
Exactly. It starts with our own children and just witnessing and ministering to them and making them breakfast and, you know, cleaning up the house and taking them to school and all of those things that we do. And so you don't, we are called to go to all the nations, but that doesn't mean that you need to go to Turkey or, another culture in order to do that. What that means is that in your sphere of influence, your church, your neighborhood, just your the city that you live in, those are the areas that you can focus in as a mom who doesn't necessarily have, a family that's planning a cross-cultural missions trip. So this can be stuff right in your own backyard. And so as a mom, you're not exempt from going and making disciples of all nations. That is something that is a command from the Lord. And so it looks different in different seasons, but we do want to have that heart consistently throughout our entire lives.
Yeah, and so we thought we would give like some examples, because I think one of our goals today is to kind of like take the edge off of that and just help you see, as we are like working out, and trust me, we have not arrived at this. I think there's a ton of areas where Laura and I would both feel like, wow, we feel like we wish we did a better job of ministering to those around us. But I think just, it was kind of a light bulb moment for me when I realized that, you know, ministry is about being faithful with what God has already entrusted to me. And so, Laura, I don't know if you want to share, like, what are some of the ways that you kind of both minister to your family, minister to your friends, mm-hmm. those, and then people that you don't know?
Yeah. Okay. So as Emily said, always tons of room for improvement. And some of these yeah. things, like right after I had a baby, you know, sort of fell off the bandwagon. And some of these things, you know, I picked back up in different seasons. But I think, as Emily said too, just intentional motherhood, you know, and that's mm-hmm. like the number one. It's sort of a faithful, quiet, daily thing. But I think both mm-hmm. Emily and I mean, you would agree, Em, I think that that's mm-hmm. our number one area of
ministry. It's a huge ministry.
Yeah. And then, you know, as many of you guys know, I'm adopting. So caring for orphans is a huge area that I'm passionate about, that God has laid on my heart. And so looking for ways to financially, prayerfully, mm-hmm. and now physically help with orphans, taking meals to new moms. That's something that I can do with my kids in tow. They can help me cook. And I have to look for a lot of things that I can do with my children in tow, or just in the margins, because I'm really protective, as most moms are, just of family time and mm-hmm. not doing things, you know, when my husband gets home late or on the weekends if he's home. So mm-hmm. in addition, I think both you and Em and I mean, we mm-hmm. see Risen Motherhood as an area of ministry,
yeah.
Using social media, any online presence that we have for God's purposes and His glory. So, and then I'm just involved in women's ministry at my church as well. And so, mm-hmm. Have Bible study leader there and teaching 3- and 4-year-old classroom with my husband. And, so a variety of different things. And again, you know, it sounds kind of like a lot. But one thing mm-hmm. I want to point out is that just because, my stuff and Emily's stuff, as you'll hear, is very like, it's very easy to see like how it directly relates to the gospel, because mm-hmm. we're literally talking about Jesus on a podcast or things like that. Mm-hmm. Even if you're working or if your ministry isn't necessarily like, obviously gospel centered, so many things mm-hmm. that we women, and we'll get into this, but so many things that mm-hmm. women do, even if it's not,
like, yeah,
you know, there's not Christian words on the title, or at a church, those things can still be done as ministry.
Yes.
So I just want to give that caveat while Emily and I are listing off some of these things that very sound mm-hmm. very directly related to the Lord, I guess.
Yes. And you know, a lot of these opportunities though do come through, like Laura's saying, just the obvious things that are in your life. Like,
yeah.
This last year, my husband and I kind of adopted a college student at our church through a program. And it's like stuff like remembering to have her over and like make sure, you know, she's getting a home cooked meal and we're chatting yeah. with her. My husband has a high school student that he works with. And so like our family's like, okay, well, we can't do all the kids, but we can do these people,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
And then as Laura mentioned, using social media well, I think that's something that all of us interact with. And that's, mm-hmm. you know, if you're on that, a total of who knows how many hours a day yeah. for most of us. Hey, like, let's use that time intentionally. I've tried to think a lot about that and what I put out there and what kind of message it's sending.
Yes.
And then something that I've enjoyed too, like, even though my husband and I are not adopting or doing foster care, we have really good friends, obviously my sister-in-law and, you know, is adopting, and we've gotten to pray for and take meals mm-hmm. to families mm-hmm. that are doing foster care and come alongside them in different ways. And so, I think just it's a matter of looking at what God has entrusted and then being faithful there. So there are obviously tons of challenges yeah. to this. And I know for me, one of my absolute number one objections is I'm too busy. My kids are too young. I'm not able to do this. As Laura mentioned, like I can't, you know, drag them all around town or like, you know, it's really hard. And I want to provide structure for my children. And so it's just kind of that inconvenience factor.
Yep.
And that's something that the Lord is continually helping me see, like, yes, I want to minister to my children well, but also, as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, I'm not exempt from these other things.
Yes.
And I want to be willing to lay down our comforts and to make sacrifices so we can love others.
Yeah. And I think honestly, at times, and I have been here, and I know Emily has been here, we both will say this, but we can make just everyday, regular, temporal things too important. Things like decorating, yes, or exercise, or, you know, trying to make just way too crazy and elaborate of meals, or having mm-hmm. this amazing wardrobe and focusing on, you know, our makeup and our hair and how we look. And mm-hmm. none of those things are bad at all. But at times, if we give too much time and energy to those things, then mm-hmm. They can take away our time for ministry, or we may feel like, well, I have nothing left. I have no more capacity for ministry. Mm-hmm. But if that's not an area of your life that's currently being stewarded, mm-hmm. Maybe there are other things that need to go so that you're able to be freed up, you know, or a little less time spent on some of those mm-hmm. really fun things. You know, even like having a perfect schedule and a perfect routine and not being flexible enough yes. to say like, oh, friend, I shall help you in a time of need. But you know, you have to keep your schedule. So, you know, we don't want to say any of those things are bad in and of themselves, but if the Lord's bringing something to mind, maybe that, hey, I might spend too much time on this to free me up to do ministry, that might be an area to look at.
And we can totally feel scared too sometimes of like, that holds me back so often in doing a ministry thing or reaching out to someone in the name of Christ, because I am scared of being rejected.
Yep.
I'm scared of persecution. I'm scared that if I, you know, invite that neighbor over or walk across the street or talk to that mom at the park, it's going to be awkward and uncomfortable and I'm not going to know what to say. And then they may give me a weird look, you know? Yep. And so I think whatever it is, maybe you work and you're a teacher, or you're a nurse, or you're something, and you like have coworkers that you want to be more intentional with, but there's like a fear there of like, I'm going to be rejected if I, you know, invite them to coffee or start getting to know them better. But we want to overcome these things, and we believe that there is help to overcome them in Scripture and through the Holy Spirit to make these things important.
Yes, here comes the gospel on Risen Motherhood. I always feel like we sort of need to announce it, or we need like some music that'll be like
special music,
you know, bringing it in. So why do we do it? Why, even if it's scary, even if we feel like we are strapped for time, or if our children are too, the incessant needs are too in our face, many reasons the gospel lays out why ministry is important. And, you know, we are image bearers of God. And, you know, that's something that we want to exemplify Jesus to other people in our lives, whether that's our neighbors or at our through our church or the woman at the park or, you know, all of those examples that we've sort of given. This is an area that we can show Christ to other people, and that we can offer just a picture of redemption to a very fallen and hurting world. And so this is something that when we serve and we lay down our lives, you know, these are things that God uses to point others to Christ and to bring them into his kingdom. And so, we want to be just sacrificial women. We want to have a motherhood that is risen, sort of playing off of our name, but just that our motherhood, that our lives just exemplify what it's like to live in light of the resurrection.
Amen. And this one is a little scary, but in James, it talks about faith without works is dead. Yep. And so I think that if we're not ministering and we're not being willing to spread the gospel, we're not speaking about Jesus very often. We're very, you know, inward focused about having our own lives a certain way. I think we have to ask ourselves, you know, what's going on there? Because there's definitely a disconnect. And I think that's been challenging to me on many occasions, just to remember that we are called. I'm called to good works, and I'm called to go spread the gospel. And so it's not, it's an overflow, and it's something that all of us are called to in whatever season of life that we're in. And if we're not doing that, I think there's, you know, that's a little bit of a red flag there.
Yes. And I think as moms, we want to see our children sort of living out that authentic faith. Mm-hmm. So we want to bring them alongside us. I know, as I spoke earlier, like, I look for opportunities. Okay, where can I bring my kids? What kind of service can I do with my kids? So we're probably not serving at a soup kitchen right now, because it would be a hot mess. But I'm able, like I said, to cook with my children, and I try to babysit for new moms who are, you know, maybe stressed with adding another child in. And so that's something that's beneficial for my children, that they get to play with their friends and I can have a crazy morning for a day and hopefully be able to give that mom some rest and just time to maybe do errands or to sleep or whatever that may be. And so those are like two easy things that I've done that I can bring my children alongside me. And that, that is something that our children can see. What does a life look like that has a rhythm of service and ministry? And so we want them to see mom and dad serving so that they can see how the gospel is played out in the everyday.
Exactly. Because we all are worshipers. We are all using our time, our energy, our talents, our mind, our words, you know, our hands. We're all serving and worshiping something. Yep. And so as much as possible, like, let's make sure that that is King Jesus and not, you know, as Laura said, the temporal things that are going to disappear, that are just are not real, or, you know, they're not alive. Jesus is alive. And so, okay, I'm getting ready to ramble through a really long list here because Laura and I want to give you guys like some practical ideas of like, just, this could be different for you, but your sphere of influence, where are some areas you could minister? We've already mentioned a lot of these at home. Maybe you have extended family members that need additional help. Again, sending giving meals to people. And even if you don't have time to cook, you can bring someone a pizza or Chipotle or whatever, or a gift card.
Yeah. And this kind of goes back, sorry to interrupt your list, but this kind of goes back to, I had a girlfriend who she worked a full-time job and then had her children. And she was like, I want to serve moms, but I do not have time to make a meal. I can hardly get a meal on the dinner table at the end of the day. So she would send moms e-gift cards from Chipotle. And I was like, you know what? That is awesome. And that is just as good as my home cooked meal. So know that there are ways, you know, sometimes you don't literally have that time, but you financially potentially, and always prayer. And, so we can find unique ways to serve. Okay. Keep going, Emily. I just want to share that.
I'm like, we want to get through this. No, that was such a good example. And so, okay. Like maybe in your church too, start with your sphere of influence. Are you in a small group of believers that you're like, hey, I cannot take care of the entire church, but I can take care of these few people that are in my small group. Another thing that I've thought about a lot is where I frequent. You know, like, I don't get out of the house a ton, but so even if you're a stay-at-home mom, like, do you go to Target? Can you go to the same checkout person, you know, as many times as possible?
I have another idea to interrupt you with. You could also, I had a friend who left scripture like on a note card in Target near the baby aisle. So do that.
Yes.
That's a good one. That's an easy one.
That's so awesome.
I should do
I know
that.
There's so many examples of this. We should just have a whole show of like, I mean, when I was pregnant with twins, I was going to the doctor like a million times. I mean, just like thinking intentionally about that.
Yeah.
Whatever your vocation is, if you are around a lot of, you know, obviously unbelievers, you're just out in the world, like minister to those people, build relationships.
Yeah. Start a Bible study at work.
Yeah. And then, Laura's laughing at me. I'm just like on a mission.
Emily's stressed out because I'm messing up her list and I'm talking and we're running out of time and we're really trying not to talk about running out of time, but sorry guys, that's why we're rushing a little bit.
I know. So, okay. I have other ideas. So even if you are not planning like an overseas mission trip with your whole family anytime soon, you can fund missionaries. You can pray for them as a family. And maybe there are international people that you know that are in your community. Befriend them. That's super hard for me, but our other sister-in-law is super awesome at that. So whatever your heart issue is, you know, use your gifts, whether you are creative or administrative, or you like writing and speaking or facilitating, or you're a great cook, or you're great with kids, or you're organized, or, you know, you're a great teacher, whatever it is, use those gifts to minister to others and find creative ways to bless others with them. There you go. My list is done.
That was a beautiful list, Emily. Good job. Sorry to interrupt. But really, like, ultimately, you know, just remember that their seasons are okay. Don't feel like you have to do all the things right now or you're totally failing. Choose one thing and you can build on that, or you can go back a little bit and try something different. So there's lots of ways that this can look in your life, and be faithful with today. Start today with your children and seeing the opportunities to minister to them. And so, and be faithful to, you know, as you go on your walk and the people that you see, or you go to Target and all those things. I mean, I think we, hopefully made it really clear that this does not have to be, you know, you're the head leader of a women's ministry, you know, parachurch organization or anything like that. So, you know, and remember that quality and faithfulness is the most important, that God desires your heart to be right and that you do things well. We do things to the best of our abilities. So it's not about being busy. It's not about having something on your resume. It's not about looking looking good at your church because you do so many things. But really, we want to do these things well, and we want to be faithful in them and point people to the gospel and do these things with the motivation that says, like, I want you to know Jesus, and if I can exemplify him in your life, then and draw you closer to him, then that's why I do this. So do less well rather than being really burdened, frazzled, and stressed.
Yeah.
So
as always, this is a wonderful big conversation, and we will definitely include a lot of links and articles. You can find a ton of good articles on our Facebook page. We definitely try to do those throughout the week pertaining to whatever we've been talking about. We'll keep the conversation going over on Instagram. So you can find us on all of our social media platforms at Risen Motherhood. Super simple. There's no symbols in there or anything. and then you can also find us at risenmotherhood.com. That's where our show notes are. So we'll try to leave all the links and the details to anything we mentioned. And definitely, like Laura said, definitely leave us a rating or a review. That would be so helpful. That's a great way you can minister, by helping spread the gospel to other moms.
Ooh, I like that.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys.